All of them took me far beyond the rather narrow spiritual confines of my life at that point. Adding to the list P.D. Uspensky and G.I. Gurdjieff, I crossed the line into full-time seeker. Over 25 years later, I'm still seeking. It gets into your blood. I know that I am not alone in having had my soul stamped by certain books at certain times. There are authors and writings that transform you as you read them. And for me, In Search of the Miraculous was such a teaching. If I were to choose one word to describe its influence on my life, that word would have to be foundational. For the generation growing into its spiritual maturity in the 1960s and 1970s, reading Uspensky was mandatory reading. If you hadn't read In Search of the Miraculous, then you hadn't learned your mystical basics. Clearly, In Search of the Miraculous became a touchstone of 20th century spiritual literature. The extraordinary tale of Uspensky's relationship with his teacher Gurdjieff and the revelations of what he learned from him have informed millions of readers on the metaphysical path. Today, when so many have read so much about the topic, we are living at a time when seemingly all those with a handful of spiritual opinions have come to believe that they should publish them. More than ever, it is important to discern the classic texts from the spiritual trend of a particular day. In Search of the Miraculous is just that, a classic. And as such, there should be many young people now, just as I was young when I first read this book, who sit on the grass as I once did and have their minds blown as I did then.